Today is Monday, the 9th of June, in the 10th week of Ordinary Time. Noreen Nerean, with the monks of Glenstall Abbey, sings the Beatitudes. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Today's reading is well known as the Beatitudes, and it is considered by many to be a model or a blueprint for the Christian life. Just spend a moment reflecting on how much the people Jesus called blessed would be considered blessed in our world today. Would we think of the poor, the meek, the merciful, the peacemakers, and those who were unjustly persecuted as blessed? Now consider a world populated by people who really strive for peace. People who are passionate about justice and right. People who are pure, meek, and merciful. Can you imagine what such a world would be like? Listen again to the reading and fix on one or two of the phrases that mean most to you.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Whatever were the virtues, or qualities, or traits that meant most to you, speak to God now. In your own words, ask God for these qualities for yourself. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.